Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. What am I doing? I can't talk anymore. Today, we are getting started about Britt and Brad's friendship. Their ship name is Brat. B-R-A-T-T. And unfortunately, General Hospital fandom does not have friendships stories together. They have one page that lists friendships.
But they don't get in depth.
But they do not talk about the friendships, which are just as, if not more important than these romantic relationships too.
Yes.
Especially ones like this. Like, we need to have Anna and Felicia's friendship.
Yes, I agree. Maxie
and Lulu. Mm-hmm. So we used, I didn't get to watch as much as I was starting to watch it. And then I was like, oh, need to go back. So SoapCentral.com, because Curly Q Girl only goes till 1996. And then we have to switch over to SoapCentral.com. So that was pretty much where we got started. Then also used the Brit 2012 to 2015 playlist. These are all on YouTube. 2013 Patrick and Robin, GH 2013, and GH Michael Corinthos scenes.
Ooh.
I know. There was a lot more crossover to things that I kind of forgot about, but you remember. You're like, well, yeah, that happened. I just forgot about all the things. But when Brad debuted in 2013 and his first scene with Brit was a different actor, Marcus Toji?
Okay.
And Britt seemed to be kind of flirting with him to get lab results from him regarding the death that had taken place in the ER the night before. He asked, because he came up and he's like, I need to find this doctor. And she's like, oh, here, you can just give them to me. And he asked if that was the correct procedure. You know, I'm new here. I'm still learning.
Wait, am I supposed to give these to the wrong doctor?
And so, assuming any doctor could take a look at the lab results. So she looked over the file and complimented him on being thorough. Sabrina had given the wrong medication to a patient, which led to his death.
Brad, why'd you have to get that one right? Come on.
I know. Because it wasn't until May wherein Perry Shen took over the role. And I did try to skim through and see, was Brad on at any time before that? And that scene was literally that. It was
okay.
Like a quick,
here's some results.
2 minutes max. Here's the lab work. That's it. So it didn't seem like, it's like how we see the nurses now. Yeah. Can you go get so-and-so for me? Sure thing.
Right.
You know, and then that's all that we see of them ever again.
All right.
So the first scene that I could find was in June when Britt was in the hospital faking being sick and in pain while pregnant. Sabrina was laying into her about faking the pregnancy and Patrick walked in. Patrick and Sabrina walk into the hallway to talk about how Britt is manipulating him and Brad walks up and gives Patrick the lab results.
Oh.
Straight out the gate. They show low potassium and that she is suffering from hyperemesis gravidarum, which is the same thing that Princess...
Right, it's like super severe morning sickness.
Kate Middleton, but where she had to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
After Patrick and Sabrina leave to talk again, Brad is in Britt's room and she is thanking him for helping her out. And she really appreciates it. And she told him that she would make sure that he received the promotion. And she was very dismissive of him. She was very condescending and she was very one-sided. Like, right. This relationship's one-sided. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll get you the promotion. Whatever. So the relationship kind of started off with her being more bossy and he was her minion, which we hear multiple times throughout. Mm-hmm. Then they meet again and adjust her records to show that she has the crippling morning sickness. Sabrina and Felix interrupt. And Felix tries to distract Brad by offering himself.
Whoa!
While Sabrina apologizes to Britt. And she suggests that Britt gets a private nurse.
Uh-huh.
So this is when Britt... And this was so hard to stay offside storyline. Like, the rest of the storyline. But this is when Britt was trying to move in with Patrick. In the meantime, Brad had stripped down and was trying to seduce or mess around Felix on... one of the tables that's in the doctor's room.
Okay.
And Felix said he didn't think that Brad was gay because he was always hanging out with Britt. Brad reminded him that she didn't have what he wanted.
Oh, my.
Felix asked, then why were he and Britt so close? He would give it up to Felix if Felix gave it up. Felix couldn't go through with it. And he told Sabrina that all he could picture was Epiphany coming straight at him with a needle full of antibiotics. But so, like I said, this is when Britt was trying to move in with Patrick. But then they decided that it would be best if she moved in with Sabrina because Sabrina was also living with Felix. So she would have round-the-clock care.
Yeah.
Like more likely. And it would help keep the stress down because Britt did not like Emma and Emma did not like Britt.
She was so horrible to Emma. I don't know how he could even think of being with her, seeing her with Emma.
I don't think he ever saw that with her, though.
Come on, Patrick. Do you know what I mean? You're not that blind.
And Emma was having a hard time with it, so I think he was... We're not talking about it.
Sorry.
We're not talking about it. Then at the hospital, we learned that Ellie was upset because Brad had been promoted. Spinelli had offered to find out how this could happen and approached Brad directly. Brad suggested that he take it up with Dr. Westbourne, and Spinelli said that he tried, but the doctor was on medical leave. Spinelli asked how much of his soul did he sell to be promoted, and Brad reminded him that he did deserve the promotion, and perhaps Ellie did not get it because she was taking so long to recover from her hit-and-run accident. Spinelli then, quote, accidentally knocked over a coffee. Oh, they were at Kelly's, I'm sorry. Knocked over a coffee onto Brad. And Brad immediately ran to the bathroom to start cleaning up, and he left his phone on the table.
Oh.
While Brad was in the bathroom, Britt called the lab looking for Brad, which shocked Ellie, and she told Britt that Brad was not there. So then she called Brad's cell phone, and Spinelli was scrolling through it.
Again, people, lock your phones.
So this was 2013. Was that a...
You could lock your phones then.
I don't know. We're not getting into that. There was a period where you couldn't.
You definitely couldn't, 2013.
Oh, yeah, you have your timeline because of your divorce. Yep. That's right. Okay. I'm like, how are you so sure?
I'm positive.
Yep. He answered the phone disguising his voice to be Brad. This is Spinelli.
Yes.
Spinelli disguised his voice pretending to be Brad, and Britt was asking why he sounded so weird. And as I'm reading this, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can see it in my head.
Right?
She's like, what the heck is wrong with you? Spinelli said that he just had a cold, which she believed, and she explained that she would need his help because Felix and Sabrina were determined to catch her. Spinelli, as Brad, asked what she would like for him to do, and she said that she needed to see him, so he asked where she was, and she goes, you know, and hung up. Then in the lab, Ellie was looking for something to write on and wound up looking in Brad's drawers. And she found a medical file with Britt's name on it. Later, Britt had called Brad demanding to know where he was. Brad had no clue what the heck she was talking about. And she reminded him of the call earlier in the day. And he continued to not know what she was talking about. She insinuated that he was high and asked him to grab his phlebotomy kit and come to the apartment because she needed new labs. As she was yelling at him, asking if she made herself clear, Felix replied, "Crystal," and appeared in the doorway of the apartment. Felix said she did not have to stop conspiring on his account, and she said that she was just catching up with a friend. At the hospital, Brad checked his phone log and saw that Britt had called him and remembered he had left his phone behind when Spinelli had spilled the coffee. At the same time, Ellie and Spinelli were at the Metro Court discussing getting to the bottom of Brad's promotion, and Ellie mentioned how she had found Britt's file on the desk, and they agreed it may hold the reason to why Brad received the promotion.
At the apartment, Britt refused to let Sabrina take a sample of blood. Felix wondered if she was hiding something just as Brad knocked on the door. Britt explained she had specifically asked for Brad to stop by and take the blood sample to run the test because he was the phlebotomist and Sabrina was not. I feel like the nurse is pretty confident in that. After Felix and
Sabrina... fair enough point that she doesn't want the woman that she knows hates her with a needle going into her arm, so she's going to ask someone who's
neutral, yes. So after Felix and Sabrina left, Brad told Britt she had spoken with Spinelli earlier in the day. Britt said there was no reason to panic because she hadn't said anything incriminating. Brad admitted that he did have a file in the lab with her real results, which did not make Britt happy. She was angry and told him to destroy the file immediately. Brad ran out the door and Britt mumbled to herself that she was surrounded by idiots. As Brad was leaving, Patrick was arriving to visit. Brad walked into the lab just as Ellie was about to open Britt's medical file. He took it away, asking what she was doing. Ellie said she was determined to find out what he and Britt were up to, and Brad suggested she stay out of it if she knew what was good for her. The following week, there was nothing with Britt and Brad, only her torturing Felix and Sabrina. Felix introduces his sister Taylor to the Britch.
And Taylor was all into TJ, and he was, like, taking her to prom. This is when TJ and Molly had broken up for, like, a quick minute in high school.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason why I kept that part in there, because then you're just like, what?
Okay.
Later.
So Sabrina suggested to Patrick that they run a paternity test using a swab from Patrick's mouth. When he said Britt probably wouldn't consent, they could use a small sample of blood that Brad had taken the other day, but Patrick was hesitant because it was unethical. Sabrina convinced him that it was the only way for him to get the answers he needed. Given how reluctant Britt had been about having a paternity test done, they thought she was hiding something. Yeah. Felix helped and reassured them that if Brad were to raise suspicion, he knew how to handle the horny hobgoblin without resorting to sexual favors. Spinelli and Ellie were in the lab trying once again to look at Britt's file. Spinelli reminded her how important it was to discover what Britt and Brad were up to. Ellie argued that Brad was onto them, so he probably hid the file somewhere else, and she decided to look anyway and was surprised to find it. As she opened the file, she saw a simple post-it note that read, "Pack your things and go." Brad appeared in the doorway and tells her she is fired. The three argue over if Brad was actually able to fire Ellie, and Spinelli mentions that they would take him to court, and he doubts that Britt or Brad would want to answer any questions surrounding Britt's medical file. I forgot that Ellie was, like, part of this. I love Ellie. Later, Felix asks Ellie for help in getting Brad out of the lab. Felix loudly asks Ellie to run some labs for him ASAP because he was leaving as soon as he was finished with a lengthy shower. When Brad overhears Felix, he told Ellie he was going to take a break. After Brad left, Patrick and Sabrina arrive, asking Ellie for help running the paternity test. Ellie agrees, but asks for Britt's consent form. After Patrick explains the situation, Ellie decides to run it without the form, which is not very much like her, but okay. She told them that she and Spinelli also had their own suspicions of Britt and Brad working together.
After having spied on Felix in the shower, Brad showed up at the apartment to see Britt and handed her her medical file. He thought this would be the safest place for it to be kept.
And I mean, if Ellie is upset about the fact she didn't get promoted, maybe don't do something that's going to get you fired.
Right?
The best way to a promotion is to not get fired.
Sound advice there.
Yes. Then back at the apartment, Britt and Felix were bickering, and she said something about her being the one carrying Patrick's baby. And he replied that they would know soon enough. She demanded to know what he meant by that and said there were ways around her approving a paternity test. He told her it was unlikely, being that her toady works in the lab. So she was basically saying, I know that you guys could figure this out.
Right.
But good point, you know. Brad works there. We couldn't get away with it. Britt said that Ellie wouldn't hesitate, and she was going to the lab herself to check. When Felix reminded her that she was on bed rest, she threatened to call the police if he didn't let her leave. At the hospital, Ellie refused to let Britt enter the lab. And at the time, she was just a doctor. She was just an OB.
Right.
She wasn't chief. Felix tried frantically to get a hold of Sabrina, but couldn't reach her. Taylor came in just as he was ending the call, and he let her know that Britt had gone, was gone, and why. She was angry and told him that Patrick and Sabrina could all be arrested, and she defended Britt. He filled her in on Britt's past, and she continued to defend her friend. Back at the lab, Britt demanded to know if any unauthorized paternity tests had been done. Patrick and Sabrina stepped out and let them know that they had the results. Britt was angry and demanding that he give them to her or she would have them all fired. Patrick decided to give them to Britt because he did not want them to lose their jobs, but Britt ripped up the results. Patrick thanked her for confirming what he had known all along. The baby was not his because if the results were that the baby was his, she would not have torn them up. Britt told him the baby was his and she would be willing to take another paternity test. Sabrina told her the only reason for the secret one had been to make sure that she couldn't have had her minion Brad tamper with the results. Britt pointed out that Ellie could tell Patrick the results of the test because Ellie had run the test, and Ellie informed them that Patrick was in fact the baby's father. Britt then received a text from her mother, Dr. Obrecht, off screen before we had her, saying, I told you everything would work out, followed by, you should always trust your mother, prompting Britt to smile.
So shady.
Then in July, I jumped over to Michael's playlist to find out some of this, because the first time that Michael and Brad met was when he was being tested. Michael was being tested to be a donor for Danny.
Okay.
And this is why it was hard not to get pulled off, but like a lot of it where Brad is the lab tech matters. He walked in on Kiki and Michael kissing and broke down how they are first cousins because Franco and AJ are brothers, and gave them a lot of grief about incestual relationships. And he started hitting on Michael, asking for sex to keep him quiet. Brad was horrible.
He was.
But then Britt bumped into Nicholas at the hospital, and Britt was pregnant with, quote, Patrick's baby. And she had just met Nicholas during the 4th of July festivities a few days earlier. I think that's the one where she burned Emma's doll.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's
mean.
When Patrick knew, but they had already broken up at that point. Yep. Nicholas told her that he was supposed to be meeting Brad to get tested to see if he was a bone marrow match for Danny Morgan. Just then, Brad comes around the corner and the three of them talked for a minute, and then Nicholas left. He actually gave Britt his card and was like, call me at any time. Brad started to tell Britt what a catch Nicholas was, and she ordered him to shut up and run another test to prove to Patrick that her condition had improved. Brad wondered how much longer she thought they were going to be able to keep up this ruse. Britt ordered him to keep his excruciating noise down because neither one of them could afford for anyone to find out what they had done. Britt warned Brad that they could both lose their jobs. And after Britt left, Brad turned the corner but stopped short when he saw Michael standing there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Brad was curious why Michael wasn't getting ready for their date. So Michael informed Brad that there would not be a date. Brad threatened to tell everyone about Michael's incestuous kiss with Kiki, prompting Michael to fire back with a threat of his own. Michael revealed that he had overheard Brad's conversation with Britt. Brad tensed when Michael revealed that Monica Quartermain, the hospital's chief of staff, was also his grandmother. Michael wondered if Brad wanted Michael to tell Monica about Brad's secret, and Brad answered no. And Michael replied, that's what I thought. Game over, Brad. And then Brad pulled Britt aside when he spotted her at the nurse's station, and he warned her that Michael Corinthos knew about their collaboration. Brad quickly filled Britt in on what happened, and he assured her that Michael had agreed not to tell Monica in exchange for Brad keeping quiet about Michael's attraction to Michael's cousin. Ew, Britt said. I feel like this is when it started to take a turn, because right? It was gossip.
Yes.
Britt was confident, and I mean, you're going to see, like, they still weren't friends, but...
they're getting there.
Yeah. Britt was confident that they wouldn't have any more problem as long as Brad kept his mouth shut and didn't try to coerce the chief of staff's grandson into having sex. Moments later, Patrick walked up, so Brad quickly fled. Patrick appeared to question Brad's nervous behavior, but Britt distracted Patrick by revealing that Nicholas had attending the birthing class with her. She made a point of letting Patrick know that Nicholas had been an excellent substitute for Patrick.
Ooh.
Later in the week, Michael and Felix were hanging out at the Floating Rib, and Michael was complaining about girl troubles. Michael dropped his head on the table in shame, so Felix changed the subject by grumbling about Brad. Felix was shocked when Michael revealed that Brad had tried to blackmail Michael into sleeping with him. Felix warned Michael that Brad was relentless, and Michael assured Felix that the situation with Brad had been handled because Michael had overheard a revealing conversation between Brad and Dr. Westbourne. Felix was eager to know what Michael had heard, so Michael explained that Brad and Britt had been conspiring against someone, but the details had been vague. However, Michael had heard enough to force Brad to back off. Felix was certain that Brad and Britt had been scheming against Patrick, but Felix was more concerned about how Brad had treated Michael. Felix assured Michael that Brad did not represent the gay community as a whole, and Felix promised that most gay men know better than to lust after a straight man.
Okay. So Felix accused Brad of conspiring with Britt. Felix was certain that Brad and Britt had found a way to tamper with the paternity test that revealed that Patrick was the father of Britt's unborn baby. Felix threatened to tell Monica about Brad's attempt to force Michael to have sex with Brad if Brad didn't fess up about Britt. Brad smiled smugly as he vowed to tell Monica that Michael had been banging his own cousin, Kiki. Okay. At Michael's apartment, Felix asked Michael for help with Brad. Felix was certain that Brad had helped Britt to fake an illness to garner Patrick's sympathy and found a way to tamper with a paternity test that Ellie had worked on. Felix also warned Michael that Brad hadn't held up his end of the bargain because Brad had talked about Michael's kiss with Kiki. Felix insisted that the only way to stop Brad was to take Brad out for good. Michael was reluctant to get involved, but Felix eventually persuaded Michael to help. Michael balked when Felix suggested that Michael romance the truth out of Brad. Ooh. Michael was curious why exposing Brad and Britt was so important to Felix. Felix confessed that he wanted to help his friend because Britt was trying to drive a wedge between Patrick and Sabrina. Felix also objected to Britt allowing Patrick to bond with a baby that wasn't really Patrick's child. Felix insisted that Brad didn't have any business working in the lab at the hospital because Brad makes everyone miserable. Michael relented, so he called the number that Felix handed to him. And then on July 25th, Brad came to meet Britt at Kelly's with the results of her labs. She was having lunch with Felix's sister, Taylor, and asked for privacy because if he was going to talk in front of Taylor, it was a breach of confidence. Taylor gets up and gives them a few minutes. Britt gives Brad a lecture about discretion and not discussing how they doctored results in public. That's how they got in trouble with Michael. I mean, we have this conversation all the time. If you're having secret conversations, have them in secret places, mm-hmm. not at Kelly's or in open hallways.
Right.
As if on cue, Michael called Brad to invite Brad to hang out. Brad readily accepted and ended the call. Britt smacked Brad upside the head as she had asked if someone had dropped him on his head when he was a baby. She warned Brad that it was a trap. Brad agreed, but he was surprised when Britt urged him to meet Michael. Britt hoped that Brad would be able to turn the tables on Michael by finding out who had asked Michael to dig for information. Brad went to Michael's apartment, and Felix already said Brad was a lightweight, so one drink should get him to open up. They talk how Brad saw Michael and Kiki kissing and how Brad had tried to blackmail Michael. Brad reminded him that he turned the tables to blackmail him, but told him there weren't any hard feelings. Brad questioned if Michael was really gay and needed to hear him say he was. Michael said he couldn't trust Brad unless Brad shared a secret of his own. Brad denied that he had any, so Michael reminded Brad about Britt. Brad recalled Britt's warning that Michael was setting up a trap, so Brad carefully explained that he had been burned in the past. According to Brad, guys told him all the right things, but then disappeared. That's a common thread. After a lot of back and forth, it was obvious this wasn't getting anywhere. Michael received a call from AJ that he was needed at ELQ and left. Felix came into the room and Brad confronted him about pimping out Michael. They argue over how Michael was just trying to help Sabrina. Brad confides in Felix that he really does like him, and Felix says that he sounds almost human and he could possibly change his opinion of him. Felix admitted that he needed proof of Brad's sincerity, so he urged Brad to tell the truth about the paternity of Britt's baby. Brad explained that he couldn't because Britt would kill him and he'd lose his job. Brad made his way to the door as he admitted that he wanted to help. "Then do it," Felix implored. Brad stopped at the door. "If you really want to know what's up with Britt and her baby, ask her mother," Brad answered Felix.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And then in August, Felix told Sabrina that Brad had a source that confirmed that Patrick was not the father of Britt's baby. Felix believed that Brad had been telling the truth about Britt's mother, and when Felix suggested that they find her, Sabrina said that she just might have met her outside of Kelly's with Britt. Sabrina asked what Britt had told Felix about her mother. Felix said that Britt had described her mother as a mad scientist who kidnapped people and experimented on them. Felix assumed that Britt had been exaggerating, but Sabrina said maybe not. Sabrina told Patrick about Felix's talk with Brad and the revelation that Brad and Britt were hiding something about the baby, and that maybe Britt's mother was involved. Sabrina was curious if Britt had ever mentioned her parents to Patrick, so Patrick confessed that Britt had only said that her parents lived in Europe. However, it doesn't matter to Patrick because he had accepted that Britt's baby was his. Felix asked Spinelli for help digging into Britt's past. Felix was certain that the missing file held proof that Britt had lied about the paternity of her baby. Spinelli reminded Felix that Ellie had handled the paternity test, so Felix rushed to explain that he suspected that Britt and Brad had found a way to tamper with the test without Ellie's knowledge. Spinelli questioned if Brad could be trusted, so Felix conceded that he wasn't certain, but the honest Brad had seemed almost human. Felix conceded that Brad had been involved in some shady things, but that Britt's mother was the keeper of her secrets, so Felix needed to find out who that woman was. And the next few weeks were just more talking about Britt and Liesl. I believe that this is actually when Liesl came on screen. And it wasn't really so much of the Britt-Brad storyline.
Okay.
And that was also really difficult to kind of pull out. So then we jumped to September, where Britt told Patrick that she had been artificially inseminated with Brad Cooper's sperm. Patrick wondered how Britt had intended to pass Brad's child off as Patrick's. So Britt told him that she had hoped that their baby would look like her and not Brad. Patrick remained skeptical because he couldn't understand why Brad would go along with such an outrageous plan. Britt asserted that she had promised to give Brad a promotion. The argument became heated as Patrick's fury mounted over the lengths that Britt had gone through in order to deceive him. At the hospital, Felix cornered Brad to get some answers about Britt's baby and the DNA test. Brad denied that he knew anything and reminded Felix that Ellie had done the tests. Felix argued that Brad had revealed that Britt was hiding something about the baby, prompting Brad to recall that he had also told Felix to talk to Britt's mother. Felix admitted that Brad was his only option because Dr. Obrecht had escaped and Britt was ensconced at Windermere. Felix was surprised when Brad asked if helping Felix would change how Felix felt about Brad. Felix conceded that it might have helped if Brad gave up the bridge. Oh, is that the first time that they said that? No, they said that earlier, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. But Brad didn't want to be used as a means to an end. Felix wondered how else he was supposed to see Brad, given all the horrible things that Brad had done. How about as a boyfriend, Brad asked. And then this was hard, too, to not get. Yeah. Basically, this entire thing was hard to not get because Britt and Brad maintained this thread throughout a bajillion different storylines.
Right.
They talk about their past. So just as they were about to kiss, Patrick walked in and punched Brad and accused him of conspiring with Britt to manipulate him. Felix was confused and Patrick revealed that Brad was the father of Britt's baby.
Oh.
Yeah. Felix reminded Patrick that Brad was gay, prompting Patrick to point out, that's a lot of peas, that there were other ways to get a woman pregnant. Felix glared at Brad as Patrick confirmed that Felix had been right. Britt wasn't pregnant with Patrick's baby. Patrick made it clear that Brad's secret was out and then stormed off. Felix demanded to know if what Patrick had said was true, and Brad tried to explain, but Felix wanted a direct answer. Moments later, Britt called Brad, so Brad was forced to take the call. Felix stormed off as Brad answered and was growling that he would have appreciated a heads up from Britt before Patrick showed up. Oh, this is kind of like Liz saying that she's pregnant,
right?
Without telling Nicholas.
Right.
Hey, take him on for the team here. Britt insisted that her back had been against the wall because Patrick had threatened to take the baby away from her. Brad complained that Britt had made his life complicated, but Britt refused to apologize because Brad had been well compensated. Brad admitted that he finally understood Patrick's frustration with Britt and abruptly ended the call. Felix passed by, so Brad called out to him. Felix insisted that he only wanted an answer to his earlier questions, so Brad admitted that he was the father of Britt's baby. Patrick went home and told Sabrina that Brad was the father of Britt's baby, and she reminded him of all the DNA tests, and he said that they had all been tampered with. Sabrina was stunned when Patrick told her about the violent encounter with Brad earlier after Britt had claimed that Brad was the baby's father. Sabrina was outraged on Patrick's behalf, but feared that Brad would press charges. That's a good fear.
Right, don't go around hitting people.
And then Patrick welcomed the opportunity to expose Britt and Brad's lies. Then at Windermere, Nicholas argued that Brad should be a part of the baby's life, and Britt said that he wanted nothing to do with the baby. Nicholas questioned Britt's remark, and so she explained that she had merely meant that she had never expected nor wanted Brad to have an active role in her son's life. Nicholas insisted that Brad should step up to the plate because everything had changed, but Britt countered that she didn't want Nicholas to fight her battles. Nicholas explained that he needed to know that Britt and the baby were taken care of when she left his care. Nicholas decided that the discussion was over and walked out. Oh, I think in this time is she had moved out of obviously Sabrina and Felix's, but mm-hmm. I think this is when she moved in with Nicholas because she had told him, I think during Lamaze class, that she was going to be homeless.
Right. Because you always move in with someone that you've known for just a few months.
Absolutely.
Especially pregnant. It sounds very safe.
No, this is, I guess that is only just a couple months, but still. I was going to say, I'm like, but it was only July. That's literally a couple months. Yeah.
You're welcome.
At the hospital, Felix walked up and asked if Patrick had told Sabrina what Britt and Brad had done. Sabrina nodded and confessed that she couldn't believe Britt would claim to love Patrick, yet lie to him in the worst way imaginable. Sabrina was disgusted with Britt, prompting Felix to point out that Brad was as bad as Britt. Felix regretted how far things had almost gone with Brad.
So Felix confessed to Sabrina that he hadn't taken any joy in being right about Britt and Brad, and that he hated that Patrick and Emma had been hurt by Britt's devious scheme. Brad looked over at the nurse's station as Felix and Sabrina continued to talk. Nicholas showed up at the hospital and told Brad it was time for him to man up. Brad promised that he was all man, even on a day as bad as this one. Nicholas warned Brad that Brad's day was about to get worse unless Brad did as he was told. Brad smiled suggestively as he assured Nicholas that he was open-minded, but Nicholas wasn't amused. Nicholas made it clear that he would not allow Brad to shirk his responsibility, so Nicholas expected Brad to be the father to Britt's unborn son. That kid's not my responsibility, Brad argued. Brad insisted that he and Britt had an understanding, so Brad had just been a sperm donor. Nicholas argued that everything had changed when Patrick learned the truth about the baby, so Nicholas demanded that Brad do the right thing by putting a roof over Britt and the baby's head. Brad was stunned when Nicholas announced that Britt and the baby would be moving in with Brad. Well, I mean, she was still pregnant then, so it would have just been her. But anyway, Brad explained that his apartment was barely big enough for him, but Nicholas countered that Brad should have thought of that before he dolled out his sperm sample. Brad was curious why Nicholas cared and then wondered if Nicholas was in love with Britt. Nicholas insisted that Britt was a friend, but Brad appeared skeptical. Brad refused to have anything to do with the baby and made it clear that Britt could take care of that. Britt had talked to Brad if she had a problem with that. And then September 9th, Felix demanded to know why Brad refused to take responsibility for the child that Brad and Britt had created. Brad was annoyed when he realized that his conversation with Nicholas had been overheard, but he explained that he and Britt had an agreement. Felix wasn't satisfied with Brad's answer and warned Brad that whatever happened to Britt's baby would be on him. Brad insisted that the plan had been for Britt to raise the baby, but Felix disagreed because Britt had intended to raise the baby with Patrick until Patrick had learned the truth about the baby. Brad pointed out that Britt made good money, so there wasn't any reason that she couldn't raise the baby as a single mom. Felix argued that Britt was homeless, so she needed a place to stay. I mean, again, she is a doctor. I feel like she would have enough money in savings to go get her own apartment, but okay. Felix admitted that he was tempted to invite Britt to move back for the sake of the baby, even though Felix wasn't connected in any way to the baby. Damn it, Felix, I don't have any connection to this baby either, Brad blurted out in frustration. You mind telling me why that is? Felix asked. Brad explained that he had only been a sperm donor. Sabrina delivered Britt's baby and got it to the hospital. As everyone was standing outside of the nursery, Felix asked Sabrina, is it just me or does that baby look nothing like Brad at all? Later on, Nicholas assured Patrick that the baby was fine, which prompted Patrick to comment that the baby didn't look anything like Brad. So then September 16th, sticking with just the Britt and Brad, but not going too far off track, Britt moved into Windermere with Nicholas because she had nowhere else to go. Again, why did she not have money for an apartment? Nicholas questioned why Brad was so easily...
They're not always necessarily immediately available, though, either.
In the whole town of Port Charles, well, with the kind of money that she has, there was no apartment available.
There's move-in dates. There's processes. She could still check into a hotel, though.
Exactly.
Right. But an apartment, that can take some time.
Nicholas questioned why Brad was so easily able to just dismiss the fact that he was the father. Britt explained that Brad had never thought of Ben as his son and that she genuinely didn't bear Brad any ill will. Nicholas said that Brad was missing out. At a Halloween party, Felix and Brad both dressed as the board game Operation. Felix demanded Brad change, but he refused and said it was too late to get a new costume. Felix suggested he go as a deadbeat father.
Ouch.
Brad reminded Felix that he and Britt had already agreed that he would have no active role in the baby's life. Later, Brad was eating a caramel apple that was supposed to be for the children, which upset Felix. He told Brad he was selfish and irresponsible, and Brad had reached his breaking point, saying, "What if I told you Britt's son isn't mine?" Shocking. Felix asked him to explain, but then decided to ask Britt directly. Britt's eyes narrowed as she looked at Brad and then reminded Brad that all of their secrets were out, so it was pointless for him to lie about Ben's paternity. She also made a point of mentioning Brad's recent promotion, so Brad quickly backed down.
Yeah, they weren't really friends yet.
Right. Britt changed the subject by asking about Felix and Brad's matching costumes. Aw, is it a date? Britt asked with a sarcastic smile. Felix grumbled that it was more like a horrible nightmare, but Britt wasn't interested, so she and Nicholas left to get some punch. Felix accused Brad of not showing any reaction or fatherly concern for Ben, who had narrowly escaped death at the hands of Ben's diabolical grandmother.
Brad claimed that he had been waiting for a moment when the baby was relaxed so he wouldn't scare him. Felix glanced at Britt, who was holding Ben in her arms, and suggested that Ben looked calm and happy. Nearby, Nicholas
remarked... Babies change their mind quickly, though. Throwing that out there.
Exactly. Nearby, Nicholas remarked that it had been strange that Brad had denied being Ben's father. Britt claimed that she had no idea why Brad had done that, and then seized the opportunity to distract Nicholas by pointing out a nurse that Nicholas had wanted to thank for her help during the recovery from the gunshot wound. After Nicholas walked away, Brad approached Britt to quietly ask if he could hold Ben. Britt didn't object because Brad was supposed to be Ben's father, so she handed Ben to Brad. Britt wanted to know why Brad had told Felix that he wasn't Ben's father. Brad appeared uncomfortable as he looked away. Felix confessed to Nicholas that it bothered him that Brad didn't have any paternal feelings for Ben. Nicholas tensed when Felix mentioned that Ben didn't look anything like Britt or Ben because it reminded Nicholas of Faison's claim that Britt had denied being Ben's natural mother. Elizabeth and Nicholas had a quick moment at the party. Liz asked where Britt was, and Nicholas said she was bonding with her baby daddy and nodded in the direction of Britt and Brad. Nicholas returned to Britt's side and asked how things had gone with Brad. Britt smiled and told him that Brad was Brad, so it was best not to try to figure Brad out. Britt sensed that something was bothering Nicholas, so she asked him what was wrong. Nicholas confessed that it bothered him that Ben's own father refused to acknowledge him. I'm sorry, Nicholas, what?
Even if this was not all a lie, if Britt and Brad had agreed to this.
Right. There is that, a thing as a sperm donor, like, and they don't have any role.
And they're not all blind.
Right.
You know, it's...
Anyway.
Sorry.
That's okay. Nicholas confessed that it bothered him that Ben's own father refused to acknowledge him. He reminded her of what Faison had said about Ben not being Britt's son and Brad's denial. So Britt assured Nicholas that there wasn't any need to worry because Ben had her and that was all that Ben needed. According to Britt, Faison and Brad were insane, so anything they had said was irrelevant.
And then in November... Britt called Brad while he was in the lab to ask if Luke's blood was there, and he said that it was, and Ellie had started to process it, and he asked why, and Britt hung up. Ellie was curious why Britt was asking about Luke's blood, and Brad said that he didn't know, and moments later, Britt called back to ask a favor of Brad. Not getting to this whole story, though, because basically it was Britt was asking Brad to help do something shady again for her in the lab. I think she was actually asking on Liesl's behalf. I cannot remember entirely, but I could be wrong. I could be right. And then Brad took issue with Britt in the lab and wanted to know what she was taking away. And she said that it was none of his business, but Brad said that he was getting tired of Britt pushing him around. And Brad demanded to know if Robin had been the woman working in the lab as Carlos had claimed.
Yikes.
Britt denied it, but Brad said that he was dating Felix and wanted to give him a heads up if there was going to be trouble at the wedding, Patrick and Sabrina's wedding. Britt made fun of Brad's interest in Felix, but Brad did not relent. He told Britt that if she did not tell the truth, he might have to tell everyone that he was not the father of Britt's baby. Britt was stunned, but Brad had no idea why Britt had claimed that the baby was his son when it was clear that the baby didn't look the least bit Asian. Britt explained that she had been forced to provide a name. And claiming a randy, gay, Asian dude seemed like a good idea, Brad asked. Britt admitted that it had been because Patrick had known that she and Brad had been in cahoots, and she had known that Brad would go along with the lie. Brad regretted that he hadn't told the truth in the beginning, so Britt was curious why Brad was upset about it. He explained that he was tired of Felix thinking that he was a deadbeat father. I thought that everything was sunshine and unicorns between you and your girlfriend, Britt countered with a smirk. Brad conceded that Felix had warmed towards him, but Brad wanted to redeem himself from the impression that he couldn't care less about his own son. So Brad wanted to know if Felix's best friend would end up humiliated at the altar. Britt suspected that Brad was more interested in looking like a hero rather than sparing Sabrina's heartache, but Brad claimed that he wanted to do the right thing. Britt didn't believe him and pointed out that there were things that were more important than Brad. She insisted that lives were on the line, so she told Brad to shut up about Robin. Britt and Brad looked up when Patrick suddenly appeared in the doorway. Patrick snidely asked if Brad had finally taken an interest in Britt's son, so Britt quickly changed the subject by asking why Patrick was there. Patrick pulled out his cell phone to show Brad a picture of Robin and asked if Brad had seen Robin in the lab. Britt tensed until Brad carefully explained that he had been hired after Robin's death.
So in December, Nicholas sputtered that Brad could have stepped up. Nicholas said he did not know how a father could turn his back on his son. Oh my gosh, Nicholas.
And this was separate from, this is not in the same space as Patrick. Like, this is a separate incident.
Just everyone's like, oh no. Britt remembered her earlier conversation with Brad when he had threatened to tell Felix that he was not the father of Britt's baby and blurted out that Brad was not the father. When Nicholas asked Britt, she said that she had meant that she did not think of Brad as the father any more than she would have any other sperm donor. Nicholas was not convinced, but Britt said that DNA did not make a father. I will amen to that one. At Windermere, Britt stopped Nicholas from making love to her because she wanted to be completely truthful with him. Nicholas listened as Britt explained that Brad was not her baby's father. Britt said that she had been desperate to get pregnant and had taken an unknown donor sperm from the sperm bank, and Brad had known and had kept her secret. Britt said that she had not told that to Patrick because she had broken the law by stealing the sperm and she didn't want him to know that. Britt asked if Nicholas could forgive her. Britt said that Nicholas had been her only friend, and she had been afraid that he would not continue to be her friend if he knew the truth about what she had done. Nicholas said that he was on her side and would continue to be on her side because they had been through so much together and had so much in common. Nicholas said the only thing that could ever hurt them was if Britt lied to him, because Nicholas never lies. Nicholas said that he knew what Britt had done and that he had also done horrible things. Thank you for admitting that. The next morning, Britt left Windermere and Brad arrived. He was flustered when Nicholas answered the door without a shirt on, but Nicholas was too annoyed to care. Nicholas informed Brad that Britt was not there and then revealed that Britt had told him that Brad was not Ben's father. Brad was curious what exactly Britt had said about Ben's father, so Nicholas admitted that he knew that Britt had used an anonymous sperm donor. Nicholas made it clear that Brad was no longer welcome on Spoon Island since Brad didn't have any biological connection to Ben, and then slammed the door in Brad's face. A short time later, Britt arrived at Windermere. She was stunned when she saw Brad lurking outside the front door, so she demanded to know what he was doing there. Brad congratulated Britt on bagging Nicholas and then asked what her secret was. Britt was not amused, so Brad revealed that Dante and Lulu knew that their frozen embryos were missing. How long before Dante and Lulu figure out that you have their son? Brad asked. Britt glared at Brad and then checked to make certain that Nicholas hadn't overheard.
That's a good place. So that's going to end part one of Britt and Brad. So then that actually worked out that it was 2013.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. How long till they figure it out?
But it's fun to hear, to remember that they actually didn't necessarily always like each other. Like, she kind of bullied him into doing her bidding, and then they somehow became friends.
Yes.
So, yeah. Hope that you enjoyed
how awful Brad was.
Yeah.
Like, I knew he was awful, but wow, he's just like propositioning everybody.
Yeah. So join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.